surrounded. I am surrounded by water.
And we're on here, bud. Headphones don't work, so nothing's going right here, you know. It's the death knoll.
Yeah, we're getting close to the Exodus reading on death, yeah. Which is in 2 weeks, Kent's last show. Finale of the finales. Okay, tonight we feature...
just Skolnick tonight.
Just Skolnick for an hour or so.
Yeah, just Skolnick for an hour.
Talking to me, Brussel, and Tom Rich, and Bob Marshall, and Adam Vaughn. Right. This was a broadcast on the International Connection about September 26th.
But we're going to have that intro with Adam Vaughn come in. And
no, we won't have that intro because this is not journalism. Oh, you set it up? Do we have the intro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. But this is not meant to be journalism. This
no.
is just purely what? Consider it has music under it. It has music under it, so that it's not journalism, because we're not allowed to be journalistic at this hour, right?
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Put it out as entertainment.
This is entertainment.
Ear candy.
Ear candy, yeah. This is not to be taken seriously. This is just a bunch of people worrying about Larry McDonald and the Western Goals Organization and the KAL accident in 83. And this was broadcast at the end of September 1985. So we're talking 5 years ago.
This is a cute pen here, Bob.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the pin while this is broadcast. We ourselves will not be listening to this because we have more important things to do.
Yeah.
I know we have many more important things than this, but there are many people who haven't heard this, and they'll find it good candy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope they tape it because it's worth preserving. And Candace set it up. Here's some ancient voices.
How ancient are these, Bob? So ancient.
International Connection. We're joined by a conference call from Chicago and San Francisco. May Brussel and Sherman Skolnick are with us today, and we're going to discuss a variety of issues. Bob, perhaps you can introduce them.
Well, May Brussel went to Larry Flynt because of his ad in the New York Times about the KAL 007, and a lot of interesting things developed from that. May, could you begin to describe your meeting with Larry and why you were attracted to what his ad said?
Okay, there was a long run on picture of the FDR factory, and I'm in Carmel, California, not in San Francisco.
Yeah, and hello from Chicago to our listeners.
Chicago and Carmel, California, there's a big difference.
Okay.
Okay, what's in the name is a big difference. Okay, as a way of introducing myself to Larry Flynt, he had published a large edition. He bought the LA Free Press, and in 1978, he wrote a full issue, about 30 pages, on the murder of John Kennedy, the involvement of the intelligence community and Gerald Ford, and it was a quite complete first edition of the LA Free Press. And 3 weeks after that went on the streets, he was in Georgia, and he was gunned down from the waist down, paralyzed, and went through excruciating pain for years, since 1978. From being wounded. And at the time that the Larry McDonald's airplane went down, known as the Korean Airline 007, at that time I had been on the air for 12 years. That was 2 years ago, so fast. And it was an hour a week on the air talking about political assassinations and plots and so forth. And I was doing broadcasts up to that plane going down on September the 1st on the people who had killed John Kennedy, and mentioned people involved, if not the actual shooting, the planning and covering up, specifically Gordon Nobel, Mitchell Rebell, and G. Gordon Liddy.
Some of these we might point out that for more information on Rebell, he's mentioned in length in a book by Jim Hogan called Spooks.
Oh, yeah. We can give some sources. That's a very good point, because some of these names aren't household words.
They are to people like us, but not maybe to our listeners.
Yeah. So I was on the air in April, May, June, doing constant research for 21 years on the murder of John Kennedy, and its links to the military. And when the plane went down with Larry McDonald, I had done extensive work on Larry McDonald's contacts in Georgia that tied also not only to the murder of John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, but to the shooting of Larry Flint. And I called, I was up in Canada the day that the plane went down and had to go right down to L.A. anyway. So within a few days I was in Los Angeles, so I just called the Hustler office at Century City and left a message for Larry Flint. He just opened his work from the house. But I would like to do a story about the murder of Larry McDonald because of his being a primary witness to many investigations that were taking place at the time, and because the same person who went down in the airplane worked with those people who had shot Larry McDonald and crippled him in 1978. And Larry...
Larry Flint, you mean?
Larry Flint, and Larry was very impressed with this information I had put together because nobody had fingered these people so specifically.
I think the listeners ought to understand that in between the so-so pictures that he runs in his porno magazine has been some very profound political articles.
Oh, yes. That's what I said. He bought the Los Angeles Free Press for the sole purpose of having researchers do work, you know, on the Kennedy assassination and other assassinations, Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. So specifically those three majors and all the 200 fringe ones that have been murdered in between are around. But I told him I would like to do this article for him, and it pertained to a Mr. Stoner who works with the Nazi Party and the Klan, and a Mr. Franklin, who had shot Larry Flint, and I wanted to do a story about Larry McDonald's contact to the assassins and why he was supposed to show up at a trial in Los Angeles September the 1st, and his plane went down, in August. The Washington Post had a story that he would be appearing at a trial the first of the year. That was the front page of the Washington Post, I think August the 18th, 1983. And he was in the ocean on September the 1st, 1983, just 2 weeks later.
So there was a motive insofar as the United States allowed that plane to be set up and downed.
Okay.
There was a motive for the death or murder, as you will, of Congressman Larry McDonald.
Larry McDonald. And the important, one of the most interesting things of all this is that in the trial of the Nazis and clans known as the Order or the Aryan Nation, up in Seattle, going on right now, they are talking about members of their order and how they take instructions to kill and shoot and not go for the foot anymore, go for the brain, and not the hand over the throat. And one of the members of the Aryan Warriors is Joseph Paul Franklin, who was the man I told Larry Flint had shot him in 1978. And those Aryan Nations link directly to the same people that killed John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King that I was going to write about for Larry Flint. And they're all connected globally between California, Houston, New Orleans, Florida, and South America. So that just the past 2 weeks, they have brought out in the trial the name of the man working with the Aryan Nation, and that's who I told Larry Flint. I had shot him and worked with Larry McDonald and the American Assassination Team, known as the AVG. It's called the American Volunteer Group. They go out and kill any person, a leftist or an organizer or a publisher, a writer or somebody like Jessica Savage, who's doing head-on investigations that are very explosive.
Well, for those that may not remember, Jessica Savage is one of only two network people on the day that Reagan was purportedly shot who said that there was a second gunman on an elevation. Judy Woodruff and Jessica Savage.
Yeah.
And these two... The statement was never withdrawn, and Jessica Savage continued to mention it privately after that. But she mentioned on the air that there was a second gunman with a rifle shooting in the direction of the president.
Yeah, now getting back to Western Goals, Larry McDonald was the head, we'll go into that, was the head of an organization that I was describing on the air for almost a year, on and off, and then when he went down, I kept it continuously. Larry McDonald worked closely with John Singlaub, who is now running our Contra operations down in Central America. And Singlaub was on the board of this thing called Western Girls with Brian McDonald when McDonald went down. And Larry Flint was publishing in 1978 and had pictures of David Atlee Phillips in his role in the Kennedy murder. And David Atlee Phillips set up
a
magazine.
May David Atlee Phillips vehemently denies that he had any role in that, and we better be careful and put in disclaimers.
Well, let's just put it this way, that Larry Flint was publishing a picture of Phillips in 1978 with the team that killed John Kennedy. He didn't have a chance.
Phillips is instrumental with a group of senior retired intelligence officers.
I know, but did you know that he...
has tried to silence any mention of him in respect to Dallas, so we better be careful and just say some of us claim he was involved, but he denies it.
Let's just make the connection of David Atlee Phillips to Brian McDonald then, because working with Brian McDonald is the late McDonald was John Finwild, and Finwild started the Soldier of Fortune Gung Ho Survivalist magazines, and David Atlee Phillips started the magazine called Eagle. And would write for Springwell, they exchange information and articles. And this is a group of mercenary killers that are taught to cut throats, how to torture, how to kill, that intend to use it in the United States, not in Angola or Mozambique, but in the United States.
Probably Canada, too.
Oh, yes. Well, they're a little more civilized there. Let's give them a little credit.
I guess... A lot's been said here, and I'm sort of trying to digest it all, but apparently what you're trying to say is that there's a sort of a terrorist squad set up inside the United States that has been knocking off people for a number of years now, and I'm just wondering where the ties are to government and what the exact sort of, where the orders come to this group, or do they are they self-determinant?
No, they're not self-determinant.
Well, I think May is outlining here Western Gold as a super secret society that runs secret societies. That's about what it amounts to.
Well, it has the acknowledgement of the... See, Larry McDonald had several roles. He was a medical doctor who quit medicine because of frauds. He would get dying patients to sign their weapons over him, so he's collecting guns from people who are dying.
But his question is, how high up is it? And I think she is outlining that it is at the highest level of our society. In other words, all the way up to the top.
Well, I would think that one of the highest places has to be in Washington, D.C., in the office of Lieutenant General Daniel Graham and a man named Fritz Kramer. I think that's the highest office of the United States, and from there it goes to South America and Europe. But if you read Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, Paul Manning of the Wall Street Journal claimed a few years ago, and I'm sure he still believes the same thing, that Martin Bormann owns Chase Manhattan. That's how high up it goes. How low you can get.
Well, in other words, this is sort of a another secret society of what some call the ruling class.
Well, I don't think
that has been engaging in political assassination from the beginning of this country.
I don't think it's a secret society of anything. I think that it's very open. Bob, you know how many books and articles there are, right?
There are hundreds.
Well, it's not openly discussed except on smaller radio stations.
Oh, it's not openly discussed. As a matter of fact, Alexander Haig was on Larry King's show last night, and a person who always gets through
was
going to ask a question about could we ever meet a man who's known as yours and Henry Kissinger's mentor, Fritz Kramer, and the operator of the switchboard said, no, you can't. And he got on a second time and wanted to talk to Alexander Haig, the talk show part. And they asked him what he wanted. They recognized the votes. And he said, you can't talk. You can't ask him about the plans, former plans officer of the Pentagon.
The one who grabbed the White House mic and says, I'm in charge here.
What was it we were going to do? Larry McDonald, okay? Getting back to Larry McDonald, he was the kingpin of an organization in Los Angeles known, it's in Virginia, the office is in Virginia, but in their office in Los Angeles, they had a $100,000 computer that was put in the garage of a gentleman from the police intelligence by the name of Jay Paul. And there could be 50 or 100 computers in every state, one or two in every city, we don't know. This only came out because 88 people sued the Los Angeles Police Department for illegally spying on them for being law-abiding citizens and never wanted for a crime or question about their loyalty to government. And they were spied upon from the 60s and early 70s, and by 1975 it was ordered that all these records, anyone who protested the Vietnam War or wanted an abortion or wrote to a congressman who was mad about something or signed a petition or was in a crowd, we were all photographed in crowds, all those records were to be destroyed. And instead of being destroyed, Larry McDonald, and as I say, he had several roles. He was a member of the House of Representatives. He was a medical doctor accused of fraud in Georgia, and he was the chairman of the John Birch Society, and he was chief chairman of Western Gold. So he wore four coats at one time. Congressman, Birch Society.
And this mystery man, John Reese, worked in his office.
The mystery man, John Reese, was an agent provocateur during the anti-war years and during the riots. He was photographed as a scrubby little guy. He came over from England in 1963. You remember that Grace Metaxas, the one who wrote Peyton Place? And the family broke. She was dying, and he was going to get her money and the royalties of the books. And there's a big scandal written about that. And he has been a...
Within the limited time we have, go into the links with the Reagan White House and the motive.
Yes.
The motive behind the demise of Larry McDonald.
Well, Larry McDonald was on this board of Western Gold, and they found out that instead of destroying these papers, that Western Gold and Larry McDonald and the highest of the military in the United States, Edward Teller of Star Wars, and Admiral Moore, former Joint Chief of Staff, and a who's who of American military, had put a $100,000 computer to take from the police department all the information that the state and Congress and federal governments had said should be destroyed. And Larry McDonald, also Roy Cohn, is on the board of Western Gold with a history of crime connections, and our CIA used crime fellows for assassination thieves, John O'Shea and Sam Giancana. So that what we had here was a list of people who could be wiped out in terms of negating the policies of the government, just as the Freikorps was set up in Germany after World War II to eliminate over 400 people and murder them so that by 1933 there was no opposition to Adolf Hitler. And the Freikorps was set up in this country in 1951 at UCLA, a youth group that was set up by Bum Bright, the man in Texas, who brought the 19 people from Munich, Germany that were involved in the murder of Kennedy. And they were all part of the John Birch Society with General Walker, so Senator Larry McDonald was part of that spoke of that wheel. And what happened was when they found out that this suit the ACLU was handling for 88 people against the police department, tapped into Larry McDonald and Edward Teller and the Star Wars and Roy Cohn and that gang, and also what was in those files, which is very important, was 8 years of illegal spying when Reagan was governor and Edward Meese was his legal advisor.
Right, and Meese ran Operation Garden Plot, which was...
A military takeover, that's right.
Right, a military takeover, and all dissidents, particularly left-wing dissidents, the plan was to put them in a foreign cemetery, hence the term Garden Plot.
Yes.
And that was the code name, and Meese was in charge of that, at least from the California end of it. And, of course, none of that came out when he was confirmed as the new Attorney General of the United States.
No.
And so they've got a fascist Nazi type running our justice system.
Exactly. And so what happened was when that computer linked, the Western Gold military organized crime computer linked to the lawsuit in L.A. by May of 83, they had this great way to get rid of Larry McDonald because there was no way he could testify. And another thing was, as I say, Edward Teller is on the board of Western Gold, also on the board of Helionetics. And Edward Teller...
But the question, May, is were there to be the testimony that was announced in August of 83 prior to the downing of that aeroplane, were there to be that testimony take place thereafter?
It couldn't.
Would it have incriminated and scandalized the White House?
It couldn't take place. It's not were. It couldn't, because you cannot have private tax-deductible foundations. Visualize this. A private, in quotes, educational, taxable...
Right, got police records in order that the Freedom of Information
suits. Putting computers into police departments, because if they got on the stand and said, do you have it in any other city, the whole system of taking this country...
would be exposed, but what I'm getting at is, were there to have been such testimony, it would lead right to Reagan's door, would it not?
Well, it would do two things. A, it would lead to Reagan's door because what was in the files was all of Reagan's agent provocateurs creating a conflict like the SLA that was created by the Los Angeles Police Department. It would have led to Edwin Meese and the attorney for the police department in the suit, the attorney's office, with Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher representing the Los Angeles Police Department for their illegal keeping of files that they were told...
All right, now another question.
I'm just wondering.
I think you agree.
Excuse me, Sherman? I was just wondering, this is sort of a huge picture is being painted here with...
I'm trying to... I understand all this. I hope your listeners do, but
yeah.
I'm trying to summarize and clarify some of the things because...
Yeah, but let me just say another thing.
Let me put it this way. Some of us believe that Ronald Reagan was involved with the planning of the assassination of President Kennedy, and that this information, were it to be widely circulated, would make that more plain.
Well, he was pan-ticked for presidency, except for governor. We don't have to go into that. This is another time, but Patrick Foley, who hand-picked Reagan, also hired Ed Butler, who made a record with Oswald in New Orleans. We won't go into all of Reagan's links. We could another time. But the huge picture, when you mention a huge picture, something happened when the Korean airline went down. If you collect your newspapers from the day that went down, every person in the United States of any note, Kissinger and Haig and Sonnenfeld and Mr. Lefebvre from Kissinger Associates, and all these various persons were bombarding the Russians, the evil Russians, the barbarians, and we had a media almost ready to go to war. It provided excuse to rearm Japan with Nakasone. It provided excuse to send the missiles, nuclear warheads to Europe. It refunded the MX missile that was killed like 20 times. It escalated the Star Wars budget. When they synchronized the murder of Larry McDonald, they not only buried their mistakes, but they created it into a Pentagon blitz whereby they could increase their revenue by billions.
I've got a feeling what I see being played out in front of me, and I'm the one who made the remark about the large picture, is you've got definitely a situation where the Western goals and some very sort of, I would call them, right-wing organizations in California are collecting information on people. And they're doing it, and what I would say...
They're not right-wing. I think they're centrist.
Okay.
Political terms aside,
but what's happening is you've got a very localized scandal, and I don't see the connection between that scandal in California and the White House, and I think...
I think you're mistaken.
Well, let me just make it clear for you, if you don't see it, you have a legitimate concern, okay? That you have a concern. You don't have a localized scandal at all, because first of all, on the board of Western Goals, as I said, is Edward Teller. Now, Edward Teller isn't there just to tie his shoes. He is doing what Ronald Reagan promised to do when he was governor in 66. He went immediately to Lawrence Livermore Lab, and they were creating the Star Wars first strike offensive for World War III. So you're not talking about every organization. But Edward Teller, the daddy of the hydrogen bomb, sits with Larry McDonald. You're not
outlining all these generals and top-level people, and it's not a localized California thing at all.
Let me make it a little clearer. When you get somebody like Roy Cohn on the board of Western Goals, he belonged to the Senate Investigative Committee of Senator Joe McCarthy. It changed the whole fabric of our country. He was a partner of David Chines, in whose hotel Robert Kennedy was murdered. His secretary... Her married name is Louise Reese from the Senator Joe McCarthy days, married John Reese, who's the head of Western Goals today and was then from the links of the police department. You're talking about Admiral Thomas Moore at the time of Watergate. He was stealing from the President of the United States off his desk for Henry Kissinger papers for Nixon's death.
What she's relating here is
the fact
that this scandal in California relates to many of the assassination plots of the last several decades.
And the plans for the future. You're not talking about a Western Gold as being one of many, like I have a list of 3,500 right-wing organizations. You're talking about a group that even as different as the Council of Foreign Relations or the Trilateral, the Bilderberg, because the decisions are made at those kind of organizations like the Bilderberg, the Trilateral, the Council of Foreign Relations. But they give the orders to the admirals and generals who sat on Western Gold. The marching orders and the activists, in other words, J. Peter Graves and Roger Milliken, hired John Reese, who published a police digest, to be chairman of Western Gold. Well, J. Peter Graves and Milliken brought to this country Otto Ambrose, the chemist who designed Zyklon B, the gas, for the entire extermination process in Germany.
What May is outlining here in a half an hour actually would take a full-length book with notes and footnotes to go into, because I think not all of our listeners understand all these names and the implications.
Well, that's why I'm bringing them up. They should understand those names as part, you can't do in a half hour, a whole story, but you can't put it down as being just another group. And when somebody gets to testify, and I don't know how many newspapers you read, but almost every day I read where somebody is in a congressional committee and the chief investigator is murdered. Raymond Donovan was threatening people in his, in the Senate committee investigating him. He still hasn't gone to trial. Somebody investigating the Moonies for the Congress of the United States goes flying out a window and is murdered. Investigators and witnesses are killed maybe one a day. This isn't unusual. But Larry McDonald was almost an excuse for a third world war because he was on a plane, which I was the first person in the world to write this story within 3 weeks. It didn't come out until February. But to question that plane, I went to Larry Flint because he questioned it. He said, let's not respond. It sounded like a Gulf of Tonkin thing. He paid $400,000 for ads in several newspapers in this country. Questioning, don't get so excited about Russia. What if it's a provocateur? What if it didn't happen the way it did? Now, Nation Magazine.
Before we run out of time, let's point out that at a later time, we hope to discuss what happened to Larry Flint as a kingpin in communications and publishing, and how he was silenced because he began bringing out, in between his so-so pictures in his porno magazine, these profound political items that May is outlining.
Okay, Tom's got a question you'd like to interject here with.
Yeah, May, Tom Rich, I just wanted to ask you one question because your body of work has gone on for 14 years and more.
21.
Exactly. You have to go through it in a short period of time here. We have to summarize large bodies of work, and so we're going to leave certain things out. But I did want to get to a couple of very important key items. There's no doubt that you, as one of the few or last, both of you, two journalists in North America, have shown that if anybody troubles to assemble the newspapers and the books and correspondence of leading figures from our period of history, that you produce immediately a picture directly contrary to what comes out as reality in the TV. And you have made what I would call some magnificent discoveries with regard to Fritz Kramer, etc. And the only question I had, because I think that he is an interesting focal point, in your article in The Rebel of November 22nd, you made mention of a book called A Study of a Master Spy, published by a member of parliament by the name of Bob Edwards, who presented documentary evidence that Alan Dulles of the CIA carried on secret conferences with representatives of Hitler's SS security in Washington. Now, now, my question is this. The average listener who's listening to this program hasn't got the time, and so he must rely on you and your ability to sum up these large areas of research. Fritz Kramer, plans officer at the Pentagon, is reported by you to be Hitler's general.
I'm asking the question, is he and will he be fingerprinted? Because he is alive today, and prisoner 33 is back on trial, was fingerprinted by the American Army. I'm asking him to come forward and be visited.
The problem here with what May...
Let him finish this, yeah.
What May and I are discussing is that if a person relies entirely on the mass media, this comes as a great shock, all these names and details, and instead of the mass media having the credibility gap, it's as if we have a reason